views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, once again, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. Now, firstly, an enormous thank you for everyone who sent me emails and texts, Facebook messages, and calls that I received for my birthday on Saturday. The joyous flood of all these well wishes made my day very, very special indeed. You know, I often think about social media. There are lots of people which I've met, but there are some I have still yet to meet and others which I will never meet. But these connections I hold very, very dear to my heart, and they add so much to my life. So once again, thank you for all of your birthday wishes. Now, this year, I celebrated the 14th anniversary of the creation of my beloved full-time business, Angel Healing House. And it was a creation that was absolutely made in heaven as I was divinely led to establish my wonderful business. You know, looking back, the creation of Angel Healing House was a burning desire to establish a safe haven for me to shine my authentic, radiant, divine, eternal nature out to the world. I was so driven to accomplish this mission of mine that I received my master teacher's degree in Reiki on a Monday. The following day, Tuesday morning, I was the first one in line at the Business Bureau to submit the name of my business, and by that afternoon, the name was processed, and I paid for my license. The next day, I submitted a small post in the newspaper, publicly announcing my business, and started seeing clients the very next day. Now, looking back on the past 14 years, I realized, with a bit of a shock, I never wrote a mission statement for my business, apart from knowing in my heart that the establishment of Angel Healing House was a mission from God. And while I reflected on that, I thought how I never penned what goals I wished to achieve, and I never wrote down my objectives. I didn't have any strategies or action plans as to what to implement. Being led by a higher source and not your usual business manual checklist, I guess my action plan was to wait on the will of God and watch for the signs from the angels on how they would show me, to step forth for the fulfillment of my intentions, my dreams, and most importantly, how best to serve God and myself. You know, it's often at milestones in our lives, like anniversaries, that we pause and we look back. We review the path that we walked on to get to this part of the journey. And many times with a business, one assesses its success or failure solely on financial, on a financial agenda or a bottom line. Yet looking back on the past 14 years, the richness and the abundance that I have received from my business and the incredible life's lessons that is presented to me has added so much more to the wealth of my life than mere money. My business has given me opportunities to give of my time, to give of my heart, to give of my passion and my unconditional love. And what has come back to me, everybody, has been miraculous and so much more valuable than gold. You know, people tell you all kinds of advice when one starts a business. They say, keep accounts, or act professional, be responsible, honest, and reliable, etc. But the best business advice that I ever received was from my beloved father, who told me, whatever you do, if you decide to give, give purely, give openly and generously, with all of your heart, and remember that the gift is in the giving. Giving is actually a gift that you give to yourself. And some of the most miraculous results from my giving brought gifts of gratitude from thankful clients, like this email that I received from a client recalling her initial session with me. She wrote, "Oh my gosh, I remember being giddy with anticipation for our first reading together. It was a freezing cold Ohio evening, and I remember snuggling up to the phone to absorb all of the wisdom that this new person was going to share with me as she was divinely put on my path. Candy's gorgeous voice is healing in itself. She conversed with her posse of angels and gave me a glorious, divine healing experience that truly left me wanting for more. Candy is a master at reading tarot. She and her posse of angels gave such an accurate, inspirational message that it was almost as if it had tapped in to my wildest dreams, and it was laid out all in the cards. My relationship and experience with Candy began on that day, and it continues and will continue on my spiritual path. Candy's true gift is to share her sage wisdom through her ability to clearly see and lovingly deliver messages. Happy, happy, happy anniversary to Candy, her posse of angels at Angel Healing House. Cheers, and may you have 111 more years." And that's from Melanie Fleischer, and as she calls herself, a devoted fan. And while I've helped so many people with the countless encounters that I've drawn to myself, I can very clearly see that these connections helped to teach me many invaluable lessons as well. For instance, I've learned that we as humans or spiritual beings having a human experience are so incredibly resilient, and each of us can transform and transmute anything that we've experienced in the past, and we can heal anything. And we do this with our free will and our ability to make different choices. You know, it truly does not matter what we've experienced in the past, for with new attitudes and by making new, more honorable decisions, we can transform our lives with our faith, our positive, optimistic, passionate energies, and by opening to receive the help and the grace of a higher power to enter into our lives. My clients have decided to break their addictions, whether those addictions were in the form of drugs or alcohol, self-hate, loathing, non-forgiveness, or abuse. All of these things were brought back into alignment. And no matter what the addiction, they all found closure by the same exact route. They only found closure by loving themselves enough that they chose to be happy over choosing to be right. And to finally stop the abuse of hanging on to blaming and being a victim instead of being locked in the prison of the past, which was of their own making. I've seen the lives of young teenage clients who were strung out on prescription drugs and estranged from their families. I've seen them brought back to love and harmony and peace as they allowed the hand of God to intervene in their lives and help them return to well-being once more. One of the things that I teach my Reiki students is a very important lesson that I learned early in my Angel Healing House business, which is that I do not heal anyone. For that reason, I've never and will never call myself a healer, as I'm not doing the healing. For that is a decision that each client either chooses or does not choose to make for themselves. I am the conduit and the channel to facilitate the power of that higher source, God working through me, along with the willingness of the client to co-create with that greater power for healing to take place. But ultimately, the responsibility and the accountability falls on each individual to decide whether they will allow that to happen. I also learned very clearly from bringing forth messages from the angelic realm that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. When clients would come for a healing or an angel reading, their relatives and friends who crossed over would use the opportunity to push and barge their way into a session to give my clients very important messages. And no matter what the individual message was for my client, these souls on the other side all basically said the same thing. They said they wanted the client to know that they are well and happy. They wanted to know that they are learning and they are having so much fun. They wanted the client to know that they love them and they will always love them deeply. And even though they crossed over, that the love still remains. And, oh, all of them brought forth the message that they were not dead. Through my beloved business, Angel Healing House, I've learned not only to believe in miracles, but to expect them to happen on a daily basis. I've seen the results of cancers reversing themselves. Lives that have been destroyed by self-hate because of sexual abuse, you know, they come back to wholeness. And I've seen the reversal of a woman's medical diagnosis. I've seen the human spirit go beyond self-imposed suffering and seen my clients triumph and live lives of joy in ways that they could never have possibly imagined. And when I've inquired on my client form as to how a person found me, there have been many stories of people divinely being led to Angel Healing House. Here's one of the more interesting ones. A client of mine on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, told me that before he came to see me, he'd lost all hope, and that he decided to end his life and kill himself. He explained that his wife had found out that he was having a long-time affair, and she had left him and taken their children. His business, he was a dentist. His business had been steadily failing, and it was no longer viable to keep it going, with his alcohol consumption out of control and his health suffering terribly. He was unable to sleep and finding it hard to function properly. That week, he decided to leave his business early as he didn't have any clients. He tried to exit out the front door of his dental practice as he usually did. Try as he may, he could not get that doorknob to budge, and he decided to exit out the back door behind his building. Walking to his car through the alleyway, he began to sob uncontrollably, and he said out loud, "Dear God, help me. I failed at every aspect of my life. If you are listening, please, please send me an angel to help me." At that moment, because he was walking through the alleyway filled with trash cans, he passed by a trash can and saw that someone had ripped out an advertisement of a large picture of myself in my angel wings, and the page was clearly sitting on top of the trash can. That was the image that he saw. The image that's on my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. The image of me is the angel. Without any hesitation, this gentleman reached out his arm, took hold of my angel photo, and instead of going home and killing himself, he contacted me that day. Through intuitive counseling, I was able to show him his life from a higher perspective to see where his destructive and negative bullying patterns of control as a child had come from, and how his choices that mainly came from fear and low self-worth and ego, how all of these and controlling had led him to the manifestation of his current situation today. The years and years of unresolved negativity within him were released over time with healing sessions, and that brought his body back to peace and serenity for him to have the clarity to make decisions that were honorable for him. With the final realization that he didn't have to live up to anyone's expectations, but rather to his own joy, peace, love inside, and happiness, this client went on to rebuild his life with the foundation of self-love. And while I've received hundreds and hundreds of great testimonials, there are some clients that express this appreciation in a truly singular, unique way, like this one. It reads, "Being with Claire Candy is like being dipped in warm honey and spiritually washed clean. It is an empowering experience to find her, to find your own place and voice. And Ms. Hoff aided me in finding the root of who I am underneath all my mental noise. My thirsty plant has been watered, and now it's time to go on with my newly cleared and worry-free existence. Thank you for teaching this child of the universe how to shine again." And that comes from Sarah in Los Angeles. You know, everyone, my angel healing house business has taught me that the only moment we have to live in is truly the nanosecond of the now. And because I consciously live in this nanosecond of the now, or the present moment, and live in faith and trust in God, I've learned to drop all expectations and attachments as to what is supposed to happen now and in the next 14 years of Angel Healing House, and I leave the miracle-making in my life in the very capable hands of God and the angels. Or, as one client stated, "Candy, you are an amazing example of a faithful and trusting child of God." And that comes from Tracy on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. They say that when the student is ready, the master appears. Yet what I've learned from Angel Healing House and have gone on to teach my clients is that everyone who you encounter in life is your master teacher. So you'd better stay present and you better pay attention. And through the people that I've drawn to myself, through my business, I learned to give love like I never thought possible, as it's presented in this testimonial. I went to Candy because I was recovering from cancer and I needed help to release emotional blockages. My sessions with her have been the most loving and caring experience in my life, and I continue to receive benefit from ongoing sessions. I can honestly say that as a result of meeting Candy, at the age of 74, it was the first time ever in my whole life that I was truly able to feel and experience love. Candy truly is a gift. With love and gratitude, Maggie, Pacific Grove in California. And with 14 years of healing sessions and intuitive counseling, angel readings, teaching Reiki, presenting workshops, holding meditation nights, authoring number one Amazon International best-selling books, and hosting my own radio show now for 6 years, I do wonder what the next 14 years holds in store for Angel Healing House. Well, there they go. I can hear the posse of angels giggling, and they're telling me that everything that I've done up until now has prepared me for what is next in store. And while they won't tell me specifics, because they want me to enjoy my physical incarnation and to be surprised, they tell me that it will be more miraculous than I can ever imagine. Through Angel Healing House, I have learned that we teach best what we need to learn most. 14 years ago, as a result of my finally learning to love myself, this was after my angelic walking experience in January 11th, 2003, connecting with the divine inside of me and going on to create heaven on earth, I then went forth to shine this example of love to help others love themselves and create their own heavens on earth. Angel Healing House has given me the opportunity to spread my wings fully and make my life and the lives of my clients brighter. Some of that brightness radiates forth from this testimonial. After my session with Candy, I feel brighter, as if there's a positive light flowing in me. My heart feels lighter and more full of love. My heart is smiling. And that comes from the gorgeous Samantha in Mooloolaba, Australia. On this 14-year anniversary of Angel Healing House, I would like to thank everyone. A big thank you to each and every one of you that has given me the opportunity and the infinite blessings to love and to be of service. And in this way, I truly cannot ask for more. Thank you so much. We are going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we are going to take some of your calls for those free angel readings. If you would like to call in, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we will be right back.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's Heaven Sent Guided Angel Meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright, emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Huff. And on this very important day, we are celebrating the 14th year anniversary of my beloved business, Angel Healing House. Just a reminder before we get to those callers, I did get an early birthday present this year as a month ago. Both of my books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is One True Home sequel, they both became number one Amazon international bestsellers in the United States, in Canada, Australia, Germany, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In bested One True Home as it also became a number one bestseller in the UK. And you can purchase these remarkable books on Amazon, or you can purchase them at Angel Healing House, which is angelhealinghouse.com. So without further ado, let's get to our callers. We have Heather from Massachusetts. Heather, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm good, Claire. How are you?
I am very, very well. What's happening in your world?
Well, I just am trying to balance some deep and long-lived love with some deep and traumatic pain that goes along with that love. And just trying to navigate that.
Well, boy, are you on track. Let me tell you, you are exactly where the collective is. Because this last moon we had on October 5th, Heather, this full moon in Aries, it's shining a tremendous light on anything that is still unhealed from our pasts. No matter how much we wanted to sweep it under the carpet, no matter how much we've said, I've dealt with that, I've done forgiveness prayers, I've done lots of different things. If it still needs to be healed, this full moon is bringing it up again. And so you're right on course for all of this. Do you find that this long-lived love, are there any triggers that it triggers you or makes you reactive?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what's happened is that the past has never been in the past long enough to really feel like the past.
Yep.
Even things that happen today make it feel like the gigantic things that were happening before.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so it does need to be attended to. And one of the easiest things that we can do is to send all of our healing to this. Is it a particular person?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So one something which helped me tremendously when I put to rest my or the former soul's, because I have her memory imprint, the former soul's ex, who was abusive. And so an exercise which I did every single day was I called in my higher self, and then with my eyes closed, and then I called in that person's higher self. And our higher selves are pure, they're loving, there's no animosity, there's no game playing, there's no ego and no drama. And I just sat looking with my eyes closed, you know, internally at this higher self of this person who is divine, just like we all are divine underneath our choices and our decisions. And then I said, please forgive me. Even if I couldn't figure out what I did, even if I could rationalize and justify their abuse to me or their doing me the dirty or done me wrong or lying to me, I just decided to say, please forgive me, because I had no idea what I had to atone for, possibly from a past incarnation, why we were soulmates brought together in this lifetime. So I said, please forgive me. And then I imagined him wrapped in green healing light, this emerald sparkling green light. I called in Archangel Raphael, the Archangel of Healing. And I sat with that for a while. Oh, I'm just getting shivers all over. Hi, Archangel Raphael. Wee! Okay. And that's kind of giggly. Okay, and then then I imagined him in waves of bubblegum pink cotton candy, waves of unconditional pink love. And I sat within that for a while. And that archangel is Archangel Chamuel. Some people call it Chamuel, Chamuel, Archangel of Love. And I sat with that for a while. And then afterwards, I know in some indirect way, because we are all interconnected, we're all just energy, that that person would have picked that up on some level. But for me, it freed me. It freed me, and it made me non-reactive, and it didn't trigger me anymore when I was presented with thoughts about my ex or her ex. So maybe do those things to help bring those energies into alignment. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Heather. Okay. Okay, first card that comes out for you is the Moon card. Okay, all right, this is so on track, because for those people that are watching on Facebook Live TV, I'm using the Victorian tarot. Fairy tarot, and there's a lovely fairy on the ground, and she's sleeping under the influence of the moon. And the moon card, it comes in to reveal, finally reveal what still needs to be looked at, acknowledged, thanked, blessed. I have a great exercise which I do with my clients, which gets them to acknowledge this karmic connection between you and this person, to thank them for coming into their to your life to present this contrast, and to bless them for where they are, because it's not your journey, it's their journey that they have full control of, and we have no that's their free will and free choice, and to finally release them. So you're right on time. And what this will do, what these exercises will do, Heather, they will bring to you the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups is the highest emotional happiness and fulfillment card. I often call this card the Ten of Cups, is the sunshine, lollipops, and roses card. It will free your it will free your soul. That's what it will do. And the next card is the Death card. This doesn't mean that anybody is die, but it does mean that you'll finally have closure. I love this reading. It's just there you go. You got the moon, which is going to reveal what still needs to be brought into alignment. and then the emotional happiness and joy of just having this person in your life teaching you extraordinary lessons through adversity, which most of the time our best lessons are learned through adversity, and then you can start on your new beginning. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetie.
Oh, my goodness. You can't believe it's beyond helpful. You said exactly one thing that I needed to hear, which was, please forgive me, even though I'm unclear on what I've done.
Absolutely.
That's a game changer.
It is a game changer. And many people say, I forgive you. But I never understood I forgive you, because that still apportions blame. Take care, Heather.
Thank you so much. I'm beyond grateful.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you, Heather. And that's for all of us. All of us, all of us, all of us. Please say, even if you can't figure out what you did in a situation, if there's something that's coming up now shined on this huge light of this Aries full moon that is getting us to heal what is still out of alignment, all you need to do is say, please forgive me. Then maybe you never will say that to the person, but say it to their higher self and really feel it in your heart. Please, please, please forgive me. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller, we've got Tonya in Santa Monica. Tonya, how are you today?
I'm good, Claire. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
And happy anniversary.
Yes, yes. I look back over the last 14 years, and it's just, I'm just gobsmacked. I can't believe that it's already been 14 years of fulfilling this mission and all the miracles that have happened along the way. So what's happening in your life?
Well, you know me, right?
Yes.
You recognize my voice? It's, yeah,
I do.
I wanted to check in on that.
I do.
Well, okay. looking forward to seeing you once again in the studio.
Wonderful.
Listen, so you walked into my world at a very, at a time where I couldn't believe that was actually happening. So I'm reaching out here as well to you. Mm-hmm. In my relationship and just in my life, I've had 14 seems to be a big number. I've been married for 14 years now, and our relationship is just not in a good place. And I'm stuck. I feel stuck. I feel like I can't see, I can't feel where we're going to go, what's going to happen.
Okay.
And it terrifies me.
It does. And
yeah.
And when we, what the Posse of Angels is showing me, Tonya, it's like you're in a fog. And it's no matter which way you turn, you're still in that fog. And that fog will not be lifted until you start to address some of those things that you keep replaying over and over and over again, keeping you in that fog. Some of those things could be from perceptions, from childhood, those programming and those beliefs. Because the Posse of Angels are saying and telling us all that we can't have that inside of ourselves, which is not a direct reflection of what we don't have inside of ourselves, you know. So a lot of those they're bringing up issues around control, issues about not being able to be free flowing. At ease, being in grace, all of these things. And certainly in a session, we would be able to address those things and see where those roadblocks have brought you now to this point. They're saying it's not a quick fix, but it is a quick fix. Because once we understand, once you know, you rise above your life and see it from a higher perspective, then you can see very clearly, you know, why you drew this soulmate to yourself to reflect this. Well, they don't want to say harshness inside of you, because you're not a. They're saying, lovely Tanya, you're not a hard person, but it's just that you're constricted and you're restricted and married to doing these things, and you do them over and over and over and over again, and you keep getting the same result. And this is frustrating, very, very frustrating for you. So I'm going to go to the cards and see what's going to come out. But all of this stems from unresolved issues from your past. Like they said, they could be those residual things left over from childhood or as a young adult or other relationships. The first card you get is this one is the High Priestess card. Now, they're saying specifically you know better. You know better. There's this inner voice inside of you, but it's almost like you can't help yourself. It's almost like, you know, you have this path and you need to follow this, and you're finding it very difficult to break away and just allow that soft, yielding, receptive, inner divine feminine energy to lead you and to be soft and flowing rather than rigid and hard and very logical and rational. Justified, all of those things. But they're saying it's going to serve you much better to be flowing and to allow that grace to come into your life and allow that intuitive nature of yours to take over. They're saying, okay, the next card, well, I'll show everybody because I keep forgetting I'm on Facebook Live TV. Okay, there's the High Priestess card is the Divine Feminine. And by doing this, by being this soft, yielding, I'm not saying be a pushover, but I'm saying it's a different energy. And then the next card that comes in for you is the Fool card. And the Fool card is anything but a fool, but the Fool is allowing it's a new start, it's a new beginning for you in your attitudes and your perceptions. And it's interesting what I did say in the channel today about the thing that I've learned that stops people from being their most happy is they want to be right. They want it their way instead of allowing themselves to be happy. So this is also allowing that inner child in you to be led intuitively as to what brings joy and peace and more love to your heart. The next one is the Two of Wands, and this is the coming together. This is the coming together, working together, and in many ways, it could be about compromise as well. You know, finding the common ground instead of constantly pushing against something. But that pushing against something, you know, this in your marriage may just be a symptom of something that needs to be brought into alignment from long ago. Yeah. And we could certainly look at that through a session. I certainly don't have the time to get into it now, but that's something from the childhood or previous relationships where your programming was set up to be hard and controlling and have things done in a specific way instead of building.
Absolutely.
So I hope that's been helpful for you. I would love to be able to help you, and I'm giving you a tremendous shout out. In a time where I needed an angel to step into my life and help my physical form, Tanya, at Classic Pilates Studio. helped me more than she could possibly ever imagine on so many different levels. So I'd like to thank you for coming into
it was my pleasure. I'm so glad that you were there. You were there, absolutely.
So I'm wishing you
so
much.
You did it yourself, too. I was happy to guide you. And you have one more session.
I do have one more session, and with my birthday and everything else, I've been such a busy little girl, but I will get to you, and if nothing else,
whenever
you a huge
ready.
Hug. Okay, thank you, Tanya.
Yeah,
God
exactly.
bless you. Take care.
Thanks so much, Candy. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And as always, these are individual calls, but if you're listening to this and you are divinely led to hear the information, as I am divinely led to pick up these calls, then it means that we each can get much further by allowing that intuitive, soft, yielding, divine feminine energy of ours to lead us instead of pushing things. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello?
Can
Hi.
You hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, can you hear me? Oh.
Yes.
Happy birthday and anniversary, Elsa. Very exciting month.
Yes, it is a very exciting month. Thank you so very much, Stephanie. What's happening in your world?
So I was listening along, and I did the visualizations, and then when you were talking with the last caller about going, you know, softly and enjoying yourself and stuff, I looked to my left. I'm outside of a Sloan Kettering now because I have an acupuncture appointment, and there's a car that says Smile on it really big across the door, which I'm not used to seeing. I don't know what kind of car it, you know, it's like a taxi. I don't know, but it's very unusual. But I thought that was interesting.
And that's lovely.
And I am smiling. I know. I am smiling, but I've also been having a challenging time, especially the last couple of days with this situation with someone in particular, and it's really affecting me so deeply that it's confusing me.
And what's the situation?
It's like really stressed. Well, there's this woman, she's a book author. She's actually connected to Hay House. And she wrote about, and I have her first book, and she wrote about having a precancerous tumor and healing it. And but then since then, she's been talking about it as a stage one cancer. She's changed the diagnosis, and she's doing TED Talks, and she's on the She's About Cancer, and she's going around saying her book and her protocol can, like, save her life and all this stuff. And I've talked to her, reached out to her a couple of times, explaining that a precancer is not a stage one cancer. And her life wasn't at risk, but she just keeps going forward. And I think that she's doing it because she'll make more money if she changes it to a cancer than a precancer, because it's a lot easier to heal a precancer.
Okay.
They can heal themselves. They're not progressing to cancer, even if nothing's done. So it's a different story. And I was really upset because I've been a fan of Hay House and Louise Hay for so long, too, that, you know, they're backing this author. And,
right,
like,
Stephanie, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop you there. I've got only about 3 minutes. The Posse of Angels are saying this has nothing to do with you, and the reason that you brought this to yourself is to see whether you will not be triggered by this. Anybody can say what they want, and any company can do whatever they want. Doesn't mean that it's right, doesn't mean that it's integrity, but all you can do is be integrous in your own life. And you can see that that something is definitely out of alignment there, but then you can bless it, and then you can say, there but for the grace of God go I, I would not do this, but they have free will and free choice. You know, even Hay House has free will and free choice to be able to print whatever they want to and publish what they want to. But for your role in the universe and under this October 5th Aries full moon is to heal this trigger inside of you. Why is it triggering? You know, maybe it's triggering because maybe you're not a published author, or that you're something inside of you. But whatever that is, it's to forgive.
I rely on them, you know, and I wanted to trust them and to believe the books or to believe what's out there when I go through my own healing stuff. So it made me feel like scared. Like who can I trust?
You can trust your intuition, and you trust yourself. That's all you can trust, because sometimes the information is not, and we're seeing that revealed in every single day, you know, that things are not always what they see in the media, in the health areas of health and what we're told, and a lot of different areas. So the message here is trust in your own intuition. I'll pull some cards, but then I've got to go because I've got only about a minute left in the show.
Okay,
let me go and pull some cards here. You've got the Queen of Swords. The Queen of Swords is be your own authority. Be your own authority. Follow your own intuition. Yes, it's the get knowledge. But then sit with that knowledge yourself and see if it resonates with you. And if it's triggering something within you, you have to acknowledge it, thank it for showing up in contrast, bless it, and then release it. The next card that's coming out for you is the Seven of Pentacles. And this is saying, plant your own seeds. Plant your own seeds of wisdom. Follow what is what you know to be true and in your heart, and that's all that you can do. And then the next card that's coming out for you is another queen, the Queen of Wands here. And if you get two queens, it means that you have the ability inside of you to forgive, to show up with ease and grace and not to be triggered by this. So they want you to step into that queen energy and be forgiving and say, there but for the grace of God go I. They can do whatever they want, but it doesn't affect my part in the world. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Steph. I got to go.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to my listeners. Thank you, thank you. A zillion, million thank yous to everyone who wished me happy birthday and also happy 14th anniversary to Angel Healing House. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, airs every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio. And if you would like to purchase those books, Angels of Faith, the two number one international best-selling books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and also I Am an Angelic Walk-In, please do go to angelhealinghouse.com. And do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, and I look so forward to speaking with you next week. Love, and as always, angel blessings. Bye.